I pray now attend and give ear to the jest. A countryman he came late from the west, for he had a mind to see my Lord Mayor and other fine folk which it seemed lived there. Then up to the city at length he did range, where seeing brave gallants in rich golden fringe, but he above all did admire and strange to see the fine folk at the royal exchange. The countryman amazed did stand, and looking about with his whip in his hand, then came a fine fellow, a don of the town, and called him bumpkin and country clown, and asked him how he dared to presume to lag here and loiter, thus fill up the room amongst these gay ladies in silk and perfume. Be gone and pack off, or the stocks is your doom. I pray, who are you? Then the ploughman replied, that does now so scornfully hear me deride. Fine fellow, said he, seeing you are unkind, in short, I shall tell you a piece of my mind. I came now to see my Lord Mayor, his good grace. I fear not the angry frowns of your face. As long as I list, I will stay in this place, or on your gay coat I will lay a long lace. For why, said the ploughman, I care not a fig for all your high words and your looking so big. This gallant was then in a passion indeed, and thus in a fury began to proceed, as making a proffer to give him a kick. The ploughman perceiving him just in the nick, he told him his name, it was Resolute Dick. Then up with his lash and he gave him a lick. Oh, then this fine fellow began for to roar. Then presently came in 20 and more, who asked the ploughman how dare he to do't, since he was a person of worthy repute. He first did abuse me in calling me clown. I could not forbear, but I gave him a frown. Why should those fine fellows run husbandmen down? You can't live without us in city or town. Nay, ploughman, I'd have you well understand that we have both silver and gold at command, rich chains and choice of jewels, with diamonds and rings, with plenty of spices and other fine things. Of many rich coffers we carry the keys. We have such estates that we live at our ease. We eat and we drink and we walk where we please. Then what do you think of such fellows as these? For all your rich jewels, you starving may die if we do not bring in a daily supply. We plough and we sow and we harrow and mow. We have both the milk and the honey, you know. We ne'er are without a good pudding or souse. Then what need you Londoners make such a toss? If we did not labor, you could not keep house. Your gallants would soon shit as small as a mouse. Both linen and woolen, whate'er we will wear, we have of our own by industrious care. We daily delight in much pleasure and mirth, and always receive the first fruits of the earth. To flout us, I think you were something too bold. You'd starve if you fed upon silver or gold. We have corn, cattle, and sheep in our fold. With rich beans and bacon, eat hold belly hold. The Londoners presently laughing outright, for in his discourse they had taken delight. They said it was true, and they did him commend, and thus the whole quarrel was soon at an end. The ploughman they freely began to extol. He soon got the favor of great men and small, and thus their debate did immediately fall. The ploughman in wit was too hard for them all.